Graffini's novel, though, was different. It was original in a number of significant ways. Firstly, she was moving into territory traditionally occupied by male writers. It was men, significantly, who developed and exploited the popularity of novels representing a heroine's lament. And it was men who were responsible for the collections of satirical letters. Since the beginning of the 18th century, women's writing was largely associated with moral or educational writings or with fairy tales, but not with satire, and not, strangely, with these sort of monologues of lament. But Graffini also showed a very clear intellectual ambition. Her representation of the Incas, for instance, is much less romanticised, significantly, than it is in either Rameau or Voltaire. Graffini clearly studied the histories of Inca civilization very carefully, and she goes out of her way to demonstrate her understanding of its customs and its history. The second edition of the novel was published with what she called a historical introduction, which revealed a very close reading of the relevant sources. She included meticulous accounts of Inca artwork. She incorporated into the very conception of her novel the fact that Incas had no system of writing or paper. And one of the focuses of the novel is the way that the heroine learns how to write, as well, of course, as learning how to speak French. A heroine communicates in the early stage of the novel using what are known as quipu, or knotted cords, which were the Incas' nearest equivalent to writing. There was actually, though, some controversy as to whether the Inca quipu had the communicative capacity to express abstract feelings. It's very unlikely that they did, but this was an implausibility that was conveniently forgotten. In addition to this, though, Graffini showed a quite exceptional literary originality and sophistication, in a sense feminizing the tradition of satirical letters. Her heroine is the first foreign observer to be a woman, and we see the character develop clearly from being what one might think of as a traditional heroine, that's to say, lamenting the fact that she's separated from her lover by the Spanish conquest, to being a much more articulate and critical observer once she arrives in Europe and begins to learn French. This allows Graffini to represent a quite original and what turned out to be very unsettling and controversial kind of heroine, one who wasn't simply defined by her feelings, by the fact that she was in love, but who was given a much more intellectual, indeed traditionally male, role in a novel.